And it is time now for a look at sports, and this report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, taking a look at high school basketball action last night, lots of scores to recap for you. We'll begin with the girls basketball. In girls hoops, it was Adair Casey over Glidden-Ralston 69-40. Cam beat Peyton Sherdan 59-35. It was Ankeny Christian Academy over the Walnut Warrior Girls, 44-33. Bedford Downing Pleasantville, 65-33. Carroll was a 57-51 winner over Winterset in girls basketball. Also, Charter Oak Ute beat Logan Magnolia, 54-22. Coon Rapids Bear down Earlham, 57-22. Corning pulled off a 69-41 win over Liberty Center Southeast Warren. Also in girls' action, it was Lewis Central over Red Oak, 58-25. Denison Schleswig beating Clarinda, 67-39. Des Moines Christian over Guthrie Center, 49-28. EHK Exira, or Exira EHK, I should say, over Iowa Christian, 48-38. Glenwood over Carroll Kemper Catholic, 85-70. The Nottoway Valley girls pulled off a 51-47 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's. It was Griswold over AHST, 41-37. Harlan beating Creston, 45-37. Missouri Valley girls had a 58-35 win over Trainer. Elsewhere, it was West Harrison over Woodbine, 62-42. Tri-Center Downing Underwood, 48-44. Panorama Slam Madrid, 78-21. It was Shenandoah over Atlantic, 49-40 in girls basketball. Also in Southwest Iowa hoops, Sydney beat Tabor Fremont Mills, 30-29. It was Sioux City Helan over Council Bluffs TJ, 79-15. Sioux City West over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in girls basketball, 57-53. Stanton Downing Essex, 68-28. Villisca beating Nishtabotna, 38-33. Arweva over Boyer Valley, 65-31. And Whiting beating West Monona, 50-47 in girls basketball. Now in boys' hoops, it was Atlantic over Shenandoah, 81-28. Cam beating Peyton Sherdan, 71-25. Carroll had an 87-48 win over Winterset. Clarinda beat Denison Schleswig, 69-63. Also in boys' action, it was Clarinda Academy over South Page, 90-34. Coon Rapids Bayard over Earlham, 44-41. Corning Downing Liberty Center Southeast Warren by 20 points with 77-57. Lewis Central was a 66-44 winner over Red Oak in boys hoops. Des Moines Christian beat Guthrie Center 70-52. Boyer Valley had a 55-42 win over Arweva. East Mills beat Heartland Christian High School 69-14 in boys action. Elsewhere, it was Exira, EHK over Iowa Christian, 77-50. East Green over Orient Maxburg, 52-37. Nottoway Valley pulling off an 80-45 victory over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Griswold beat AHST in boys' action, 73-38. It was Harlan over Creston, 49-34. Kemper Catholic over Glenwood, 58-52. Lennox Downing Leon Central Decatur, 63-58. Also Logan Magnolia over Charter Oak Ute, 47-37. Other boys' action saw Oakland Riverside beat Audubon 66-40 last night. West Monona over Whiting 62-25. Panorama Downing Whiting by a score of, Logan Magnolia over Charter Oak Ute 47-37. Oakland Riverside over Audubon 66-40. West Monona over Whiting 62-25. Panorama beating Madrid 76-47 in boys' basketball. Sioux City Helan was a 84-46 winner over Council Bluffs TJ. Sioux City West beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 69-53. Fremont Mills was a 66-53 winner over Sydney. Trainer Boys had a 65-27 win over Missouri Valley. Underwood down Tri-Center 52-44. Villisca was a 59-58 winner over Nishtabotna. And Woodbine beat West Harrison 83-77. All of those scores are on our website, by the way, at kjan.com. Just click on the sports page. Well, the 5-5 Iowa Hawkeyes are looking for their first win over an in-state opponent this season when they host Drake by a score by tonight, that is. Drake is 6-3 thus far on the season. And the Bulldogs, as we mentioned, are 6-3, and they won their first in-state game against Iowa State.
We've played some tough teams. Obviously, we played Iowa State. That was at home. And Virginia and Ole Miss, who are doing really well. Boise State's playing extremely well. So I think our non-conference schedule has really prepared us to see lots of different things. And we're going to have to be prepared for different things with Iowa, with their changing defenses and their motion offense. There's less to predict about Iowa in terms of schemes than there are other teams.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps, who says the Bulldogs must do the things it takes to succeed on the road.
You got to defend, and you got to rebound, and you have to take care of the ball, and be yourself. Be poised on the road. At the same time, I think your competitive fire and your competitive spirit has to be at a high level.
Drake center Jordan Clark said it is a rivalry that the players enjoy.
I think the history has a lot to do with it. I think that's huge. A lot of these guys on our team know each other. You know, so I think that's big. Just little bragging rights is big for guys, and just the close proximity of it. You know, you got guys that go to Drake and that grew up being Iowa fans, or people that go to Iowa that were Drake fans. So I think that's big for us too.
Iowa senior Matt Gayton said the Hawkeyes are motivated after losing to both UNI and Iowa State last week.
No, we don't want to go 3 against an in-state team. So it's a big deal for us. We're going to take Drake, with a lot of our concentration and a lot of respect. You know, we know they beat Iowa State. We're all a little bit familiar with them from being in the same state as them. But they're not having a good year, so it'll be a good match, and hopefully be ready for them.
And junior guard Eric May said the Hawks need to be ready for tonight's game.
We have to go and make a lot of focus for this game because they're a tough team, and we really we got to come out and really play hard, especially this game.
Pre-game coverage of tonight's action at Carver Hawkeye Arena begins at 7 o'clock here on KJAN with a tip-off at 8. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes has repeatedly said that he's proud to be a Cyclone, and Friday he added an exclamation point to that sentence by agreeing to a 10-year contract. To say that I'm appreciative and humbled is a huge understatement, Rhodes said. So many people have contributed to what has been achieved in our program the first 3 years. He said he wanted to thank President Joffre and Jamie Pollard, who personally met with him to begin contract talks after the Kansas game in early November. Rhodes said the support of everyone in Cyclone Nation has been fantastic, and he ended with, "It's great to be a Cyclone." Rhodes is taking his 2011 team to the Pinstripe Bowl in New York's Yankee Stadium later this month, the school's second bowl appearance in 3 years. During his tenure, Rhodes has quickly ignited a fan base, which broke a nearly three-decade-old attendance mark this fall. His teams have authored several of the biggest wins in school history, including the nationally televised upset of second-ranked Oklahoma State in overtime. Jamie Pollard said today is a great day for Iowa State University, referring to yesterday. Paul Rhodes and Iowa State are a perfect match for one another, he said, and we could not be happier that he's going to be our football coach for the long term. Iowa State has confirmed that the total value of Coach Paul Rhodes' 10-year contract is $20 million, but full terms of the contract will be released at a later date. And Iowa defensive coordinator Norm Parker says the timing is right. Parker announced last weekend that his 13th season will be the final one on Kirk Ferentz's staff at Iowa.
The University of Iowa has been super to myself and my family and my kids, and the whole thing has been a great, great, great experience. You know, and I want to thank them and thank the players and you know the fantastic fans we've got, and from the secretaries to the equipment people to the medical people that kept me standing. I gotta say thank you. It's all been a lot of fun.
Norm Parker has had health problems in recent years, and he says he just felt the time was right.
I think you got to be fair to the team. You got to be fair to the program. When it's time to go, it's time to go. You know, and I've always said I never want to coach just to have a job. When you can't do it and do it right and do it the way it should be done, then it's time to let somebody else do it.
Parker's final game will be the December 30th Inside Bowl against Oklahoma.
You know, I feel like a guy that, I'm 70 years old and I've really never gone to work a day in my life. I've never really felt like, oh, I got to go to work today. I've never felt like that one day. So I guess that's good.
That is our check of sports this hour here on KJAN. Again, you can read or listen to or look at all those sports scores from the area high school basketball games last night on our website at KJAN.com if you missed any of them. This report was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.